हरे कृष्णा, डोंट ब्लेम इग्नोरेंटली, ब्लेम इग्नोरेंस. व्हेन वी फेस प्रॉब्लम्स इन लाइफ, वी ऑफन ले द ब्लेम ऑन वेरियस फैक्टर्स. वी मे ब्लेम आवर सेल्स, वी मे ब्लेम अदर्स, वी मे ब्लेम गॉड, नेचर, डेस्टिनी, वॉट एवर बी द नेम वी यूज फॉर दैट. Now, all such directions of the blaming do not lead in any constructive direction. They essentially end up making us disheartened and frustrated. They make us feel that either I am good for nothing, or people are bad, or God is uncaring, or God is cruel. And none of these really help us. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says in third chapter, in the fifth chapter, Nadatte kasichit papam nachaiva sukritam vibho ajnane navritam jnanam tena muhiyanti jantavah. So ajnana, he says that Nadatte kasichit papam, that the Supreme does not accept the papa of anyone nor the punya of anyone. Nachaiva sukritam vibho. And अज्ञानेन आवृतं ज्ञानं तेन मुह्यन्ति जन्तवः. अज्ञानेन आवृतं ज्ञानं, अज्ञान बाय इग्नोरेंस आवृतं, पीपल आर कवर्ड, तेन मुह्यन्ति जन्तवः. जन्तवः, द लिविंग बीइंग्स, मुह्यन्ति बाय देम. सो हियर वी नीड टू हैव अ थेरापेटिक विजन ऑफ इग्नोरेंस. थेरापेटिक विजन मीन्स वी नीड टू सी इग्नोरेंस एज अ डिसीज for the purpose of curing ourselves of that ignorance. It's like if, say, somebody has leprosy. Now, somebody has some disease. It's not that the point is that person is to be blamed. Oh, you are a sick person. You are disfigured. You look ugly. Nor is the doctor to be blamed. Oh, why didn't you take care of me? Nor are other people to be blamed. You gave infection. Because of you, I got this infection. No, whatever it is. The point is that infection is there and it's curable. So the focus should be on curing it. So like that, we need to understand that we at our core, as souls, are pure. We are parts of God. Mamaivamsho jiva loke jiva bhutah sanatanah. That we are eternally parts of God. And as parts of God, we are, just as He is supremely pure, we are pure. And further, God Himself is supremely benevolent. Suhridam sarvabhutanam. He is the well-wishing benefactor of all living beings. And people are also not innately evil. They are also parts of Krishna and they are also good. So, by recognizing that the cause of suffering is ignorance. Ignorance means, because of ignorance, we seek pleasure in temporary things. Purusha prakriti stohi bhungte prakriti jan gunan. We seek pleasure in temporary things, and because of seeking pleasure in temporary things, we end up getting attached, doing karmically incriminating activities, and thereby we suffer the consequences. So, rather than blaming ignorantly, blaming here, blaming oneself, we need to recognize that ignorance is the problem, and we need to work actively to counter that ignorance. Now, ignorance is countered not just by cultivation of knowledge, but by cultivation of devotion, because the highest knowledge culminates in devotion. And ignorance is not just a lack of information, but it is lack of affection for the all attractive Supreme. So by the process of bhakti, we acquire knowledge and we uproot ignorance entirely, and thus we learn to go beyond the reach of misery as we become purified and liberated from material existence. Thank you. Hare Krishna.